Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says state law allows 13 days for a recount, including weekends, which puts the deadline at May 9th. He says some counties won't have a problem with that deadline. In others, the process will take more time.
Well, the larger counties will take longer, obviously. And I think the counties that tend to draw attention, like Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Dane, will probably get more focus.
Kennedy says if the deadline is approaching and clerks are sure they can't get done, the board can ask a judge for an extension.
If, you know, we're getting reports at the middle of next week that they're not able to do that, you know, we'll get evidence and we'll go back in front of a Dane County clerk for specific counties.
The Government Accountability Board held a conference call with all of the state's county clerks yesterday. For most, it was a chance to ask about the fine details of the process. For others, it was a chance to gripe about the extra time and money it will cost them. Kennedy says it's hard to put a price on the process.
Well, we know it's a costly endeavor. Anytime. Most of that cost is redirecting staff energy to work on the recount as opposed to other duties. That's true in our office. It's true in the county offices.
After counties completed their canvasses of the April 5th election, Justice David Prosser led challenger Joanne Kloppenburg by about 7,300 votes. Kloppenburg called for the recount, saying it was necessitated by widespread anomalies in the vote. Prosser's campaign says the margin is too large to overcome. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.